Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 1P Talk, One Purpose Blog Talk Radio Show. I am the editor and owner of One Purpose Magazine, and I am here with another week of our community chat, where we bring you self-love talk, culture topics, and main topics that are centered around health, wellness, and mental health. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly podcast. I hope you are here to enjoy the show. Hey, what's up? What's up? It's been forever since I have recorded on my Blog Talk Radio show, and I so miss it. I so miss it. Let me set my timer because I have just a short amount of time to get this going, right? I have been MIA on here, and I miss it. I miss all my work. I have not been doing my digital show either on YouTube because I've been busy trying to figure out how to balance everything, really still working on getting my office together, trying to figure out how to not continue and move forward as a one-man show, but figuring out where I can put people and how I can get help to help me produce a lot of the things that I'm working on. So it's just been a lot going on with me. And also I'm working on trying to get this book out and how I want to maneuver through that, how if I want to do like a book tour, how I can make money doing it, you know, just reconfiguring my life. And, you know, I have a full-time job, and I'm trying to get an understanding on if that's something that I want to continue doing or if I want to put that to the side and focus on the things that I have going on. So it's just all of these wheels are turning, and I'm trying to figure it out and work my way through it. And I love the fact that I can capture the journey through different platforms like podcasts and through my digital show. I keep saying digital news show, but I incorporate so many things in there that's not just news. I do cover news topics sometimes, but a lot of opinion and commentary and different things, investigations, investigative reporting, all those things I like to include in the digital show. So it's all inclusive, not just news. And I've been using this platform, too, to do some self-love talk, to talk about my book and talk about that self-love journey and pull out some of the topics that I use to create and craft and formulate the memoir that I did. And so that'll be out in October. The pre-orders will be going out in October, the books that were pre-ordered. So that is forthcoming, and I'm so excited to get it out and get it in the hands of people so I can start getting some feedback. As I mentioned in the promo, the promo comes from the mini doc that I created that will also be live on YouTube in October. But one of the things that I mentioned is that I have been working on this book for 7 years, and that came to like my awareness as I was filming that I had been working on it for 7 years, starting in 2014. And so it took me 7 years to complete it in 2021, and it started it in 2014. So it's just the manifestation of how though that number, the number of completion happened, is just amazing to me. I'm always looking for some type of revelation to bring clarity on if I'm where I'm supposed to be. And so when something like that happens and you're not even aware of it, like I wasn't trying to make that happen, but it happened that way. It really solidified the fact that I'm where I'm supposed to be. And so I just have decisions to make. You know, I read something that I had posted maybe last year that says that you do your work and you allow the universe to create the momentum. And so that has been something that I have been very, very concerned about in this process. I have my dog with me, so please never mind him. But that's something that I have been concerned about in this process, is if my timing is right and if I will be able to get the momentum going and be out there and be able to talk about this book and my experience, because no one knows me, you know. But at the same time, if you don't do the work, you never know what doors it opens for you. And I feel like, you know, we are often, I know with myself too, just the fear of failure, the fear of not accomplishing what it is that you desire, desire to accomplish when you set out to do something. Just that fear of failure is, it's paralyzing, and we all go through it. So we always, I know I always look for these little signs from heaven to just confirm and help me validate that I'm where I'm supposed to be, because we can be a lot of places in this world. This world opens up the opportunity to be in a lot of places, but to be on your right path and doing the things that you're supposed to do is very, very fulfilling and rewarding. And I think that within itself comes with the feelings of, you know, accomplishment, without seeking like some financial, even though you want the financial stuff, you know, you want it to pay off, because we all have bills to pay. And although I love my work and I love my job, it's just something that, you know, I would prefer to get paid for what my soul has invested in doing. And so I'm really trying to figure out what's next for me. And I can be honest in saying it. And I feel like I've been trying to figure that out for at least a year now. At least I've been open in saying that I've been trying to figure it out for at least a year now. But I'm grateful to have the type of job that can probably see me going through this battle. I know they can see me going through this battle and still, you know, support me and keep the opportunity to be employed and be able to have medical and dental and eye care for my kids and stuff like that, you know. But I still do my job, you know. I still do my work. It's not like I abandoned my work, but I'm in a struggle to try to figure it out, because one thing that readers of my book will discover is that this isn't my first time being here. I left my employer 10 years ago. Over 10 years ago now, we're in October. It was October of 2010, so 11 years ago, I left my employer, and there's significance in that number, too. I'm going to have to look that up. But I left my employer back in October of 2010, and I was on this journey to be an entrepreneur, and I failed. You know, that's just what it is. I failed. I tried, and I failed. And it wasn't successful. And so I had to reestablish my career, or to even find a job, I had to kind of cultivate a resume to make myself believable. Because when you leave a great company, people look at you like, what is wrong with you? Like, why would you leave that company? You know, but I did it, and I flopped. And so now I'm in that kind of in that same position, but I want to make sure that I make the right decision. That, you know, when I leave this time, I want to leave knowing that success is on the other end. I'm old now, you know, not old, older. Older. I was 27 when I left the last time. I'm 38 now. So I have to move with better wisdom, right? But I am in a much better position to leave now than I was back then. So, yeah, all of that to say that I miss it here. I miss doing the show. I have been working towards pulling together content and thinking about content. I'm always thinking about what's next. And so I'm trying to figure out what type of podcast would be relevant right now. Because, like I said, the digital show is going to be what it is. I'm going to be pulling content from everywhere. And right now, there's so many things that I want to talk about. And I usually like to talk about public health issues and mental health issues on the digital show that impact Black people, and kind of help give us some tools from the perspective of the science and the data that can kind of help bring us out of all of these disparities that we are experiencing. I feel like that I have access to that information. I'm good at interpreting that, the information, to communicate it to different people with cultural backgrounds and understanding, especially my people. So I like to dig into the research and pull out the facts and help give us information to prevent things in our community. We got to be a healthier people. Mentally, like physically, we have to be a healthier people because we have so much to accomplish and we have so many transitions to make to set ourselves up for generational wealth and generational success. We have to come out of what this society, what this America has set up for us. We are the generation of transition. We have so many other generations that got us here. And we have to do our job. We have access to more information. We are not the generations before that had to rely on other people to tell us what was good for us. We have people in position that understand our community, that understand who we are because they are one of us. And, you know, I do know some of us acquire more knowledge and turn to the other side. We turn our cheek on our people. But I'm not one of those people. I like to dig into the research, bring out information that helps us. And so that's what the goal of the digital show is. So I want to find something that this podcast can be effective in doing. And I don't want it to be too much aligned with what the digital show does. I'm going to have in the future experts on the digital show that are from different industries, different areas of practice, and different backgrounds, public health background, hopefully scientists, researchers, because I think that we fail in knowing their roles and how significant they are in the information that the media puts out. Because everyone always looks at the media, but the media is nothing without the experts. The media is nothing without the experts. And so we always have to keep that in mind. And the media does its job in manipulating information. We know that. But if you stick to the true form of journalism, there's absolutely no way you can destroy a message. If you stick to the true form of journalism, like I said, and you don't use tactics and manipulation to drive numbers up. So that's one of my primary focuses, and that's what I want to focus on. You know, I just love blabbing and talking on the podcast, kind of like I did today. It's like venting session. And so I want to be able to, clean that up and use it as a tool to help my people. And I promote it as loving on you with talk. And that's really what I want to do. So I may continue to focus on like mental health in this, or for this podcast, not just mental health, emotional health. I think is something that is very important. So maybe I think I'll use this platform to continue to navigate the self-love journey for each and every one of us and allow conversations that penetrate the heart. You know, because that's the surgery that many people need to progress, emotional heart surgery, to get to the root causes of a lot of our issues in various communities, for women, for men, for people of color, you know, and the white folks need a little heart surgery too, you know, as much as you, I don't want to leave them out, you know, it's some great white people out there that want to do the right thing, but, you know, they have been a part of this system of privilege for so long that it's hard for them to really accept some of the true realities that this society has done to people of color and beyond. So we got a lot of work to do. So there's a lot of things to talk about, and I just want, and it's love. Love, I always say this, love is correcting. Am I out of time? I got 1 minute. Love is correcting, you know, and we have to remember that that's what love is. Love is not coddling. You know, love is not, you know, my mom loved with correction. You know, my family loved me with correction. And that's how you know people care about you and want you to do better. When people enable you, you know, and that comes from their own places of fear. That doesn't come from a place of love. You know, I don't think. At least, I mean, you know, I could be wrong. But, you know, we can talk about it. Let's discuss and talk about these things. So I'll be back. I don't know when I'm going to be back. I can't say when, but I'm finishing out this project. But I will be back. So please check me out at onepurposemagazine.com. I holla. Peace.